Welcome to another round of A Radical New Reading. Into the Wild is the real story of Christopher McCandless, a young American who decided to roam the wilderness of the United States after graduating from college and who eventually died of starvation in Alaska at the age of 24. Many people argue that he was crazy for leaving his family, money, and a college degree to travel into the wilderness with few supplies. But one shouldn't judge a life by its end or its duration, but by its content. Chris may have had a short life, but he certainly had a fulfilled one. After graduating from college at the age of 22, he gave away all his savings to charity and went on a road trip around the United States. The car was lost to a flash flood, so he continued by walking, hitchhiking, and jumping freight trains. He crossed into Mexico by canoe and got lost in the canals there. He lived and worked on a farm in South Dakota for a while. He spent time in Arizona and California sleeping in forests, on mountains, next to rivers, and in the desert. But all the time, he was dreaming of the big adventure in Alaska. His dream had been to live in the wilderness of Alaska without any contact with or support from the outside world. The strongest parts of the book by John Krakauer are actually not Chris's last months in Alaska, but the memories of people whom Chris had met along the way. I was especially moved by the generosity of strangers and by Chris's friendship with an old man whom he managed to convince to also give up the monotonous life and take up adventure. These 2 years of traveling sound like a heck of a time. No obligations, no limitations, no expectations. Just exploring the world and yourself. Now that's a life. Into the Wild is a book about a boy searching for true happiness. You may find happiness in other ways, but reading this story will make you question what true happiness really is. Enjoy!